today, we're talking about the Supreme Court hearing arguments on presidential immunity, President Biden signing a law that could ban TikTok, continued protests on university campuses, and other top news for Friday, April 26th. Stay informed while remaining focused on Christ with the Pour Over today. Here's the quote of the day. Our loving Lord is not just present, but nearer than the thought can imagine. So near that a whisper can reach him. Amy Carmichael. Let's get started with some espresso shots. The Supreme Court heard arguments on the limits of presidential immunity yesterday. Former President Trump's team argued that presidents have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution, even after leaving office, for all official acts. They warned that the threat of looming prosecution would distort the president's decision-making when decisiveness is needed most. Justices seemed skeptical of this absolute immunity, questioning whether it would allow a president to order a military coup, accept bribes, or sell nuclear secrets. However, the conservative majority seemed to support limiting when former presidents might be prosecuted, a move which would send the case back to a lower court for analysis, potentially delaying Trump's federal trial until after November's election. Multiple justices impressed the importance of getting the ruling right, not just for the case, but for all future presidents. No matter what happens in this case, or any political story, God will remain in control. In the midst of anything that comes your way, set your hope on the abundance we will enjoy with Christ when He comes. 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you." TikTok is on the clock. On Wednesday, President Biden signed into law the bill giving ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese parent company, 270 days to sell the social media platform or face an outright ban in the states. The bill passed through Congress with bipartisan support. Lawmakers cited concerns the Chinese government would access user data or spread propaganda to TikTok's 170 million American users. TikTok, which has a strong record of using the First Amendment to fight similar bans, has vowed to take the issue to court. They have the loud support of many TikTok creators who say their livelihoods are being threatened. Biden's pen was also busy signing a $95 billion foreign aid package on Wednesday, making aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan official after months of delays. Our hope is never contingent on a legal or political outcome. It's much more secure than that. Regardless of whether things get worse or better during your lifetime, everything eventually ends well for followers of Christ. Job 12:10 says, "The life of every living thing is in His hand, as well as the breath of all humanity." Protests have erupted across more than 200 university campuses. Students are pitching tents, chanting, and marching in the protests of the war in Gaza and universities' Israel connections clashing with police along the way. More than 500 protesters have been arrested this week. Harvard locked down its Harvard Yard, and Cal State Poly Humboldt shut down its campus as students occupied a building. House Speaker Johnson received a not-so-warm welcome at Columbia University, where the protests originated last week. He met with Jewish students, condemned the mob rule preventing lawful free expression, and appealed for executive action. Representative Ilhan Omar, whose daughter was arrested at Columbia, applauded students' cause as just and righteous and morally correct. Hamas also issued a statement calling protests useful and supportive activities for our cause. When life feels chaotic and even scary, turn in faith to the One who stills the sea. Our God can bring order, peace, and justice out of any mess. Matthew 8:25-27 says, "Jesus' disciples came and woke him up, saying, 'Lord, save us, we're going to die.' He said to them, 'Why are you afraid, you of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the sea obey him." Sometimes it feels like money doesn't stretch very far these days. But when you sponsor a child through Compassion International, just $43 per month is crazy powerful. Sponsorship means education, clean water, healthy food, medical care, and most importantly, hope. Through local churches in the area, sponsored children build relationships with Jesus-loving adults who can offer the specific support kids need to thrive. Not sure where to start? Go to compassion.com/TPO or find the link in the show notes and search by birthday to see if there's a child with your birthday that needs a sponsor. In other brews, here's a rapid round of updates. The U.S. economy isn't looking as springy as economists had hoped. First quarter GDP growth clocked in at a rate of 1.6%, the lowest in 2 years, and well below expectations of 2.2%. Although the low growth would usually raise hopes of an interest rate cut, stubbornly high inflation is leaking air out of that balloon. Mass graves containing over 300 bodies have been discovered near Gaza's Nasser and Shifa hospitals following the withdrawal of Israeli forces. Gazan officials say graves contain people who died during the hospital sieges, while Israel says it exhumed corpses while looking for hostages. The UN said some bodies had their hands tied, and an investigation is warranted. An Arizona grand jury indicted 11 fake electors and 7 Trump aides on Wednesday. The Republicans were charged with fraud, forgery, and conspiracy for signing a certificate claiming then-President Trump won the state's popular vote in 2020, even after state officials certified Biden's victory. Arizona is the fourth state to bring such charges, which Republicans call politically motivated. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction was overturned in New York's Court of Appeals yesterday. The state's highest court said the judge improperly allowed testimony against Weinstein based on allegations not involved in that particular case. Weinstein will remain imprisoned for his 2022 Los Angeles rape conviction while awaiting a new trial, where accusers could be asked to testify again. Flight cancellations just got slightly less painful. A new rule from the Department of Transportation requires airlines to automatically refund travelers whose flights are canceled or significantly changed, defined as a 3-plus hour delay for domestic flights and 6-plus hour delay for international flights. Transportation Secretary Buttigieg estimates the rule will save disgruntled travelers $500 million annually. And that's all we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you're listening on the Apple Podcasts app, give us a 5-star rating and drop a review. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a follow and hit the notification bell to never miss a new episode. We appreciate your support and hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.